Leaked audio reveals how California teachers recruit kids into LGBT clubs. A leaked audio recording reveals two teachers at a recent California Teachers Association conference mocking parents over their concerns about homosexual and transgender indoctrination at school, says a source who attended the event in Palm Springs, California. The recording, obtained by the Epoch Times, captured two seventh-grade teachers employed by Buena Vista Middle School in Salinas, California, telling other teachers how to recruit students into LGBT clubs, also known as gay-straight alliance clubs, at school. "It was horrifying to listen to not just one teacher, but really all of the teachers in all of these seminars, excoriating parents," said the source, who goes by the pseudonym Rebecca Murphy. Murphy attended the teachers' union conference in late October. She told the Epoch Times the teachers mocked parents for their concerns and suggested they know better than parents about what's best for their children. "They laughed at the parents," Murphy said. The sold-out CTA conference, billed as the 2021 LGBTQ+ Issues Conference, Beyond the Binary, Identity and Imagining Possibilities, was held October 29 to 31. The CTA has hosted similar sexual orientation and gender identity professional development training for at least the last 2 years, according to an event notice posted on the United Teachers of Los Angeles website, which asks teachers, "Do you have the courage to create a safe environment that fosters bravery to explore sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression?" However, according to Murphy, the conference in Palm Springs appeared to include teachers showing other teachers how to undermine the authority of parents and school administrators and conceal activities related to gender inclusion and sexual orientation from them. Teachers at the conference also suggested that parents who refuse to call their child by pronouns of the child's choosing should be arrested and charged with child abuse, Murphy said. The three classes Murphy attended were designed to recruit middle school students to GSA clubs, she said. "The overarching theme of the classes that I attended were California teachers instructing other teachers on how to sneak in the LGBTQ+ curriculum in a manner that does not alert parents," Murphy said. The two teachers from Buena Vista Middle School led a workshop called "How We Run a GSA in Conservative Communities," and they described the obstacles they faced as activist teachers in concealing the activities of these clubs from parents. In the audio clip, one teacher advised other teachers who lead LGBT clubs to maintain an air of plausible deniability so they can play dumb if they are questioned by parents. "Because we are not official, we have no club rosters. We keep no records," said the teacher, who is also an LGBT club leader. "In fact, sometimes we don't really want to keep records because if parents get upset that their kids are coming, we're like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they came. You know, we would never want a kid to get in trouble for attending if their parents are upset." The other teacher backed up the first teacher, suggesting activist teachers disguise the nature of GSA clubs by calling them something less obvious. She provided an example of this deception, pointing out she avoided naming her LGBT club a GSA. Instead, she called it the Equity Club and later changed the name to the UBU Club. The teachers bragged about spying on students' online searches and activity, as well as eavesdropping on their conversations to identify and recruit sixth-grade students into these LGBT clubs whose membership roles are kept hidden from parents. "We totally stalked what they were doing on Google," one of the teachers said. Buena Vista Middle School falls under the jurisdiction of the Spreckels Union School District. Another nearby district, Salinas Union High School District, has been a center of controversy over its mandatory ninth-grade ethnic studies program, which teaches elements of critical race theory. SUSD Board President Steve McDougall, Superintendent Eric Turallo, and school board members did not respond to Epoch Times inquiries about the leaked audio. Anti-bullying presentation. The teachers also discussed a yearly anti-bullying presentation they provide to students, and they said LGBT issues were not the only topics they discussed. "We also covered religious differences, race, cultural backgrounds, family status, poverty, everything that is listed in the Parents' Rights Handbook," said one of the teachers. However, when the kids went home and talked to their parents about the presentation, the parents complained about the LGBT content. One of the teachers suggested a different strategy to avoid resistance from parents. Next year, we're going to do just a little mind trick on our sixth graders. They were last to go through this presentation, and the gender stuff was the last thing we talked about. So next year, they'll be going first with this presentation, and the gender stuff will be the first thing they hear about. Hopefully to mitigate, you know, these kind of responses, right? She said. The teacher ridiculed a parent who complained she hadn't planned on having a conversation about sexual orientation and gender identity issues with her middle schooler, but was pushed into it by the school. I know, so sad, right? Sorry for you, you had to do something hard, she told her audience. Honestly, your 12-year-old probably knew all that, right? When a principal invited another parent to enroll their child in a private school more aligned with the parent's beliefs, the other teacher said, "We count that as a win." Controlling morning announcements. One of the teachers also spoke about how she controls morning announcements at the school. "That's another type of strategy one can give you," she said. "I'm the one who controls the messaging. Everybody says, 'Oh, you're so sweet, you volunteered to do that.' Of course, I'm so sweet that I volunteered to do that, because then I control the information that goes out." And, for the first time this year, students have been allowed to put openly LGBT content into our morning announcement slides. She went on to boast about the students she recruited to help with the announcements. "Three of the kids on the team, two of them are non-binary, and the other one is just very fluid in every way. She's fabulous. So, it's actually a nice group," she said. The teacher pointed out more than once that she can't be fired, and she thanked CTA for her tenure and for providing resources and tools. "You can't fire me for running a GSA," she said. "You can be mad, but you can't fire me for it." CTA has made it very clear that they are devoted to human rights and equity, she added. She told the teachers that she and the other teacher have acted with great integrity. "We never crossed a line," she says. "We've wanted to, but we never have." School response. After information about the leaked audio was made public this week, Superintendent Turalo, SUSD President McDougall and Kate Pagarin, the principal at Buena Vista Middle School, issued a letter November 19 addressed to the SUSD community that the UBU club has been suspended. Any future student clubs will be required to submit an outline of all activities and materials before being allowed to meet, the letter states. Student sign-in sheets will be maintained and parent/guardian permission slips will be sent home prior to a club holding a meeting. The letter states that all messaging shared in the morning announcements will be controlled and distributed by the principal, a practice that will be in place permanently. SUSD states clearly, teachers are prohibited from monitoring students' online activity for any non-academic purpose. SUSD will follow state-approved standards and curriculum on all presentations involving sensitive themes such as sexuality, and materials of any sensitive themes will be shared with parents/guardians before being shown to students, the letter states.